morning, my name is Zach De La Rocha. I'm a musician and a poet and former singer of the band Rage Against the Machine. I'm here to voice my solidarity with the South Central farmers. I'm here to remind the elected representatives of communities throughout Los Angeles that the South Central Farm has become an indispensable institution for our city, and those who stand in the way of its preservation will face the full force of a united community. The city government's deference to the interests of multi-million dollar developer Ralph Horowitz over the interests of several thousand people who depend on the food grown on the 14-acre plot to survive reveals what I consider to be an inhuman, disastrous, and racist set of priorities. Inhuman because those most affected will be the children of the farmers. Disastrous because amidst a sea of hunger and basic human needs, Mr. Horowitz proposes to build a concrete warehouse from which no one living in that community will benefit. Racist because if Mr. Horowitz proposed to build a warehouse that would replace the community park in Anglo-affluent Beverly Hills, we would not be having this discussion. Excuse me, my paper's a little wet. In my opinion, that Mr. Horowitz simply isn't building, proposing to build a warehouse, he is building a powder keg. And if there is no intervention in the interest of these families, the city government may be lighting the fuse.
Yes.
Right.
As we approach the 14th anniversary of the LA uprising, it is my hope that we listen and learn from what the South Central farmers are teaching us about sensible, humane, and truly democratic forms of development in the city. Through their courage and ingenuity, they are taking steps to confront the savage inequalities that produce that upheaval and are replacing them with hope and popular community power. I'm here to say that the word is out, that the fate of the nation's largest urban farm no longer exclusively lies in the hands of a greedy developer and a self-serving city council person and their backdoor midnight dealings. The word is out and it can't be contained. The fate of this new source of social imagination, this 14-acre plot of hope and resistance, now also rests with the people so that the land can be retained for those who work it. Thank you.